This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine, and they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn, $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
Hello, America, and welcome to the program. Some fake news that I think is just poisoning the well that we need to address, and we want to hear from you. And there is yet more on the pardons that Barack Obama has done as we get ready in this transition of power. Will it be peaceful? We go there right now.
I will make a stand. I will raise my voice. I will hold your hand. Cause we are one. I will beat my drum. I have made my choice. We will overcome. Cause we are one.
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right. Few things that we want to discuss. There is a really, to me, a disturbing story that is going around that the press needs to prove or disprove right now. My feeling is the reason why the birth certificate thing had legs with so many people, again, not us, we didn't agree with that. But why it had legs with so many people is because the press just decided to ignore it. And they ignored it for a very long time. They didn't tell the truth of where it started. It started with Hillary Clinton's campaign. They fired somebody that started it. But then it morphed and went to somebody else, just like what's being done with Trump right now. It started with a started with a Republican operative. They sold it to a Democrat operative, and that's how it got to the president and got it in the news. Okay? Same thing happened with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, her campaign, somebody said that. Then it jumped over after she finished a campaign, and it was Barack Obama. Then it jumped over to the Republican side. And everybody ignored it. It'll just go away. Well, in the old days, things like that would go away. But you can't ignore things. That's why Snopes is so important. Disprove these things or prove them to be accurate. But do it quickly. I believe that there is a war going on with the intelligence community right now. And Donald Trump and his surrogates are fighting a war with the intelligence community. And if we let this get out of control, it's why I said when this story broke, last week about all of the things, you know, Donald Trump and Russia, we need to find out. We need to answer those three buckets. Remember, I broke the story up into three sections? The last section was, do we trust the intelligence community? Well, the answer to that is no, because the intelligence community has been politicized. But that doesn't mean you don't trust any of the intelligence community. It means Clapper, for instance, when he said that the Muslim Brotherhood is largely secular, that was a political answer. There's no way anyone in the intelligence community believes any of that. That was a political answer. Here's the latest that needs to be disproved or it needs to be exposed as the truth. I don't believe it at all. I did something unusual today. I clicked on a headline on the Drudge Report, and I only clicked on it because it was red at the top of the page, and it was Trump operative Roger Stone survives assassination attempt. That's huge news, if indeed it's true. We search. Nobody who is legitimate is reporting this. This is the Drudge Report taking an InfoWars story and putting it up at the front. The other one is WorldNet Daily.
And, you know, Daily Mail also picked up. But again, it's all coming from Roger Stone tweeting about it. That's the source.
Okay.
He's saying it happened.
All right. So, like to see the documents that go with this. Renowned Republican operative says he's usually very healthy, but he became violently ill unexpectedly several weeks ago. I'm generally a healthy person. I've been a runner and a weightlifter. I'm careful with my diet. I'm a user of the InfoWars supplements.
I have been he hugs the supplements in the middle of his poisoning confession.
Oh my gosh.
Everything
is fantastic.
There's a safe guideline when Roger Stone is speaking. He's lying.
Yeah.
That's my guideline.
Okay, but this is going to be believed by many people.
Not
on
if
the
you
right.
believe my guideline. My guideline solves this problem. Whenever Roger Stone speaks, he's lying.
Correct.
Period. That
Correct.
Solves all of these issues.
Okay. I ultimately went to the doctors at Mount Sinai Hospital in Miami Beach and my own personal physician. They conducted extensive blood tests. Those blood tests were passed on to the CDC. The general consensus is I was poisoned.
The general consensus?
Okay. Do you remember when I was going to the doctor and we never talked about it on the air because we didn't believe it? We never believed it. Do you remember when I was first going to the doctor and I went to Columbia University? I went to, what was the other one? New York, NYU. And both doctors said, is there a chance that someone would want to kill you? I'm like, of course there's a chance that somebody wants to kill me. Yes.
My name is Jeffy.
We're looking into poisoning. You may have been poisoned. It describes everything that's happening in your body right now. Well, we never talked about it. We did all kinds of testing for poison. We never found anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
is it possible that he went and said, and he's having some symptoms, and they said what they said to me? Is there a possibility somebody wants to kill you? Yes. Well, we're looking into the poisoning would describe your symptoms.
Well, yes. I guess we've come to a consensus.
We've come to a consensus.
Well, especially if you're taking InfoWars supplements. Yeah, I mean, because then
you know how healthy you are.
Look at those guys.
The top of your game.
So, I guess that's the source of the poisoning.
So listen to this. Tell me that this doesn't become a federal case. I'll bet you that there are guidelines that if this happens, you have to report it. I was poisoned with, they now say.
They.
Right. I was poisoned with, they now say, a substance that may have been polonium.
Why are we
or had
talking?
The characteristics of polonium. I'll tell you why here in a second. Okay. If you were poisoned with polonium-210, it's a radioactive substance. There are only two places that could come from. The United States government or the Russian government. We're the only ones that have polonium-210.
And the Russians did this with the what's his face?
Correct. It is the sign of Russia. They've done it a couple of times. It is the sign of a Russian hit.
Mm-hmm.
But here's why I bring this up. KGB has used this, blah, 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 blah. Stone went on to contemplate who might have been behind the possible assassination attempt. He fingers Democratic opposition. So now somebody who is a Democrat is ordering the military, because that's who would have access to it, the military,
CIA,
to go in, steal the polonium, mm-hmm. and get it into his body. A Democratic opposition and, quote, the intel community. Roger Stone is the dirty tricks guy. That whole phrase, dirty trickster, came in regards to Roger Stone. He is the dirty, he was Richard Nixon's dirty trickster. He is now poisoning the system again and injecting into our system a lie about the intelligence community. Now, I believe it's a lie. It's important that the press doesn't just let this poison sit there, because if it is not disproven, it will sit there, and in the conspiracy world, another lie will be built on top of it, and another one on top of it, and on top of it, and you'll never find the truth because you didn't dismiss the initial lie. There is a war against our intelligence agencies.
And against information.
And information.
An info war. Just wanted to point that out.
Really good point.
Thank you. There's an info war going on right
really,
now
really
against information.
What if they didn't have polonium-210? They only had like 105.
Polonium-105. It's actually delicious.
That's why he's still alive. VH5 or remember
VO5.
That
area? VO5.
Yeah, it's the hairspray stuff. Mm-hmm. They didn't have 210. They just had VO5.
Yeah, not quite. It's all the way up to 210.
obviously, I mean, a Roger Stone story broken by InfoWars, there is absolutely no reason to think that any of it is actually true.
And headlined Drudge. Right. It's but his Drudge top story.
But Drudge
but
is
it's just unbelievable
in red.
What he's come
this
to.
Is the, it right. is.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Drudge is a laundromat for crazy stories now. A lot of people don't understand that Matt Drudge has gone off the deep end. You cannot go to a source that is using InfoWars. What was the first thing you did when I said, here's a story, it's from InfoWars? What's the first thing you did, Stu?
To check to see if anyone else is reporting it.
Let's find this story from a legitimate source.
Right.
There's no legitimate source that is reporting this unless they're doing what we're doing, reporting that they reported it.
Right, like, Stone tweeted it, so people are reporting on the tweets because that's what reporters do these days.
Right.
They write stories about tweets. However,
but that's the story. The story isn't that he was assassinated. That story is that he tweeted that he was assassinated.
Now, stunningly, he says he was assassinated, or the assassination attempt happened because he was going to expose the truth about the Russian hack that no one will tell you, which just happens to be the focus of his new book. Those are all huge coincidences that just happened to play to the benefit of him selling that particular book. It's a total coincidence. One does not have anything to do with the other, just in case you were worried about that. However, this used to be something you could laugh off. I think at this point, I mean, with his connection to the President of the United States, who knows where this goes, right? I mean, the guy's been a long-term best friend type of guy to Trump. So if he's in there, and, who knows? Trump, I think, is smart enough to know that when you get into the Oval Office, you distance yourself from morons like this. Whether he continues, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. He did distance himself during the campaign from this guy. However, it was apparent they were still working together at some level.
But this is not about Trump. I mean,
it's
much worse.
But how this would be treated, right?
Yeah, it's much worse if Trump is still listening to this guy. However, this is about the media. And you cannot let these things just sit there anymore. You can't ignore them.
I agree with that. But I think there's more to it in this particular case from the perspective of Stone, Drudge, InfoWars throughout the entire campaign, and I would assume as we go into the presidency, have been vehicles for things that the campaign didn't want to say but wanted to say.
Yes.
The National Enquirer is another example of this.
Yes.
So when these guys do this, it becomes news because of those connections. Is it possible that Trump is trying to further the narrative of the intelligence community standing up against him and fighting against him everywhere? And Stone, maybe not connected to Trump, but is trying to further that narrative for Trump. And if that is a narrative that Trump wants, which it does seem like he has, he said it publicly several times,
including referencing, obviously, the Nazi Germany thing about it.
Yes.
You know, it is. It does become something of interest, and you have to. You have to know it, and you have to know the truth about it.
Okay, now this. If you haven't had a chance to catch the last two episodes of The Vault, you need to. Last two episodes of The Vault, we took a look at the principles of the 9/12 Project. We showed you some of the artifact, and the conclusion tonight is the conclusion of this three-part series. What are the 12 principles that I said in the 9/12 Project we have to concentrate on? And why did I pick those? And what objects from history do we have in the vault that show you this is why it's important? It's a fascinating series, three-part. You can watch the other two parts on demand. Watch part three tonight. When it comes to protecting these artifacts, the vault is a Liberty Safe. I trust Liberty Safe with anything in my personal life, but I also trust the Liberty Safe with all of the artifacts. I showed you today the actual oath of office that Ronald Reagan used when he lifted his hand in 1981. That oath of office, signed by him and given to Nancy, we just have it. Where is it now? It's not even on the set. It's so rare and so valuable. It's in a Liberty Safe. When I was driving in this weekend, we came from Las Vegas, and I come in, and we're having a tornado, and the target is the studio area. And I immediately think, all of the documents, they're in the safe, right? And the safe is bolted to the floor. I know they'll be safe because I have a Liberty Safe. Now, the Gander Mountain Store, 160 stores with incredible deals going on, including discounts and rebates on select models where you can save up to $500 off a Liberty Safe only at the nearest Gander Mountain Store. Find one near you or go to libertysafe.com. Click on me, type in the promo code Glenn. You'll get $250 off in discounts and rebates when you buy. LibertySafe.com. Go there now or visit your nearest Gander Mountain store.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Stream the show live on iHeartRadio or listen later on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play Music.
Mercury.
The key to having a great day starts with having a great night's sleep, and I know because I have a Casper mattress. The Casper mattress was invented with two high-tech foams that give you all of the support that you need and guarantee that you get the best night's sleep ever. Time magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Casper ships for free in a box so small you won't believe it holds the actual mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And you try it for 100 nights risk-free. They'll come and pick it up if you don't love it as much as I love mine. And they'll refund every single dime. Once you try it, you're never going to want to sleep on anything else. Having a great day by having a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Use the promo code Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress at Casper.com/Glenn. The promo code is Glenn. Don't forget, $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
This is unbelievable. We have to tell you about this $250 million house that is up for sale in California. It is crazy. And what's craziest is it's in Bel Air, the home of all of these Hollywood people who hate capitalism.
Well, and also the Fresh Prince.
Well, yeah.
That's where he's from. Well, he actually was Philadelphia is where he spent most of his days.
Yeah.
He was chilling, relaxing by the pool.
I think that was a TV show. But let me go to Gary in Virginia. Hello, Gary. How are you? Line one. Gary, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Is your name Gary?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, you guys are doing almost a representation of a death pool, a relief pool. You know, even though Betty White's on the death pool every year, bless her heart, she just had a birthday. But I think one person y'all are forgetting who's going to get released is Roman Polanski, since he's such a Hollywood hotshot. I think he would be one of the guys.
Roman Polanski.
Oh, that's a great one. If he does that, I'm going to be so pissed. That's one of
those
stories.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
That really pisses me off.
You told that story earlier this week. I mean, we all know Roman Polanski.
It's much worse than you probably remember.
Yeah, it sure
oh,
is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really bad
Boy, would
really
that
bad.
Be a favor to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cindy in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi.
I just was listening. Hi. I was listening to the opening of your program about the president operating within the parameters of the Constitution.
Yeah.
And I agree with that 100%. However, agree with that only in the circumstances of normal circumstances, which we have not had with 8 years of Barack Obama's lawlessness. And so we are living in very much more dangerous times. And it's going to take a lot to undo the damage that he has caused, particularly in this last 30 days where the quote-unquote...
So what unconstitutional thing are you suggesting in this emergency situation?
Well, I don't want to, you know, try to make it sound like it's an emergency. However, you know, a lot of the executive orders that Barack Obama has put in place will have to be undone via executive order.
That's not unconstitutional.
That's not out of his purview, though. That's perfectly fine.
Yeah,
it's equally constitutional.
Constitutional.
Yeah.
I think to undo, not a law or anything like that, but to undo a president's executive order with executive order, I think is totally fine.
Yeah.
And and it should. Now, does he then add new executive orders that put new things in place, then that's going to be the problem.
I think it's going to depend a lot. Again, we've seen a lot of seemingly sabotage in the past 30 days from Obama's, you know, what he would like to call a peaceful transition in words, but his actions speak something different. And again, I think we're just living in a much more dangerous situation right now. Where I don't like being spied on either. I understand where you're coming from as far as NSA and all of that. But, you know, Trump is in a very bad position.
Cindy will address that when we come back.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Mercury. The Glenn Beck Program.
Quick clarification.
Yeah, I mentioned the Fresh Prince was born in Bel Air, technically in West Philadelphia, born and raised. Now, he was shooting some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble
got
in his neighborhood. He got in one little fight, and his mom got scared. He said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle to Bel Air. So
that's
how that happened.
Okay, so Cindy just called us a few minutes ago.
Google.
I want to... She said that she loves the Constitution, but we're in an extraordinary situation, and Donald Trump is going to have to do what he's going to have to do to repair the damage that has been done. No.
We all love the Constitution,
But I will share this with you without attaching names. At one of the networks that I worked at, I sat down with management, and I was told, quote, Glenn, listen, we all love the Constitution, but there are certain things that we have to do.
Thank you.
I disagreed with that then.
What?
Coming from a network executive, I disagree with it now. No. The Constitution is the Constitution. You want to change it, then you amend the Constitution.
I mean, that's cute, Glenn.
You didn't say that to the television executive, did you?
I did. It didn't make me popular that day.
Huh. You don't work for that.
Yeah. Either one of them.
We're in trouble. There's certain things that have to be done.
Right.
We're going to take care of some things.
That is separate from what she suggested, and I think you correctly pointed out. If Obama creates an unconstitutional executive order, and you can repeal that executive order by an executive order, then you do it. I mean, to get it back to, I think that's fair.
To get back to zero.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't pass a new executive order that does something unconstitutional in your favor.
Correct.
That's not the way that
Correct.
Works.
But it's that attitude that has gotten us where we are today.
Yes.
With the
it's
NSA
an emergency.
And all the other things that, you know, have eroded our freedom.
Right. We've got to do this because of that. No. You either have principles or you don't. And my principles are clearly spelled out in the Bill of Rights. The government cannot do these things.
And we got to go back to our founders who said you can't sacrifice your freedom for your security. And that's too often what we're willing to do. We're willing to say, okay, yes, the Constitution is great, but we're in trouble right now, and things are scary, and there are terrorists, and they got to be caught. And so,
can I tell you
look
something?
Around?
So
Pat.
Here's something
they
that
didn't know what they were
did
talking
you guys,
about.
Has anybody read Defying Hitler?
Not yet.
Not yet.
So one of the things that I found really interesting in that was, it wasn't as the author writes, and he was living through it in the 1930s. It's a book that was written in the 1930s, and then found later by his family and published in the 2000s. He said, what made it so dangerous is that everyone dismissed everything that was going on by Hitler and prior to Hitler because, first, it was an emergency. And we had to do these things because it was an emergency during the Weimar Republic. And then it became settled. Everything kind of settled down. And Hitler came in. And when Hitler came in, he said the argument for what Hitler was doing by everybody, the normalcy bias, everybody was looking for it to be normal, and everybody was saying, no, he's doing it exactly constitutional. He's doing it exactly the right way. He's demanding that it be done the right way. And so everything, every law was passed. It was very important, Adolf Hitler, that it was done exactly right at the beginning.
Right, partially because he had already had so many legal problems and you know, he tried to overturn the government earlier and went to prison.
Correct.
And so he was kind of constantly trying to justify that his organization was lawful.
Legitimate.
Yeah.
It was legitimate and lawful. And then, of course, in the end, everything was suspended and it became him. Mm-hmm. And so he had his way. So make no mistake, fascism and totalitarianism can happen through lawlessness or by controlling the government and passing all of the exact laws and dotting all the I's. That cannot be done with our Constitution because of the Bill of Rights. You cannot pass laws that spy on people, that round people up, that quarter people into your homes, that hold you without trial, none of that. The one thing that Hitler did not have was the Constitution of the United States. No country on earth has the Constitution. If we dismiss it now in easy times, when hard times come, it will for sure be dismissed. And then all of your protections go away. And it is the law that is doing it to you. And believe me, we're going to be telling a story of a lawsuit that has happened to me recently that my First Amendment attorneys could not believe. And it had everything to do with the United States government. The things the government claims they can do and now do will astonish you. To the point to where I said to my attorney, wait a minute, there's no way for me to defend myself because the government is holding all the cards and we have no access to any of those cards, even though they admit they have the cards. Yes. Well, why can't I get those cards to defend myself? Well, the Constitution requires them. If it is in your defense, you have to be able to have them. So why aren't they giving them? Because they claim they don't have to do it anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, when it is you that is sitting across from the government and the government holds all of the cards and you no longer have power, you no longer work for you, and the government no longer works for you, you now answer to the government. When they have that kind of total control, you're in trouble. And we're already there. They just haven't exercised it in any meaningful way, but we're already there. You cannot lose any more rights. The Constitution, we all love the Constitution, period. No but, period. Mark, you're on the Glenn Beck program. Hello, Mark.
There too.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, hey, hi to you and the guys there. Hey, you know, when you get bureaucrats in office, especially when they're liberal, it's almost impossible to get rid of them. I was reading an article a month ago. There was 122 positions that were usually political appointees that the Civil Service Department has deemed 87 of them now as permanent jobs that Obama has filled. So how do we go about getting those changed back so that way the will of the president can be done?
You do.
Constitutionally, can he do it?
Yeah, the couple things, yes, because all of the departments are under the president of the United States. So
yeah,
there's a couple.
How do you get rid of those bureaucrats who are entrenched, who pass these quote unquote mandates and laws?
You do this,
you know, like
first
EPA
thing.
And stuff.
The first thing you do is you give the power back to Congress and you support what is it, the RAINS Act, which actually gives the power back to Congress. Nothing can be passed by these departments. They cannot act on their own. Congress writes all laws, which is a redrawing of the lines of the Constitution and just making the Constitution in bolder print and taking away the power of these. So you won't have to worry about anything future. Then the best way to...
Does Paul Ryan and McConnell have the backbone for it?
I think they might actually... I mean, I think it might actually get through. Obviously, yeah. You know, Trump would need to sign it, but I think he would.
It is the number one agenda item for people in the freedom movement, and it's
Mike Lee in particular has led the charge on this, among others.
He says this will fix 90% of what is wrong with regulation.
Yeah, any big regulation that costs, I don't know, was it $100 million or more? I think that's the number. Has to go back and go through Congress. You can't just make these things up where you're spending all this money and affecting our economy. So it would be a really positive change if we can get that done.
Yeah, big. And that would declaw things like the EPA.
I know $100 million is a drop in the bucket to the federal government, but I think they should lower that a little bit.
I happen to agree with you, Mark. But remember, it's $100 million. It's an impact, a total impact of $100 million. You get there quickly. You pass one thing about a bakery, and if it's costing these bakeries, you know, $25,000 to do something, you're already at the $100 million mark. So thank you very much for your phone call. But I think they should lower it as well. The other thing that I've heard that Trump is considering that I hope he does is cutting through attrition. The best way to cut some of these programs that everybody says are, you know, can't be cut is no more hiring. Anyone retires, anyone quits, anyone is fired,
it goes away.
It goes away. No more. You could cut 10% every year. No more hires.
And that is part of that was a campaign promise from Trump as
and
well.
And that would be very good.
By the way, it is $100 million or more. But to give you a sense of what these agencies do, just take one agency, the EPA. Just the EPA during Obama's two terms have passed $750 billion of regulations. $100 million is actually a pretty low bar. The caller is correct in that it's a drop in the bucket for the government, and it seems like a big number. But when it comes to economic impacts of these things, it's going to be tough for them to pass any regulation. Any regulation that screws with the economy in any way is going to be very difficult for them to pass if this comes to fruition and is not ignored. Which I would not be stunned to see a bunch of Republican senators pass this thing and then find ways to constantly ignore it. However, that would come from these agencies. And, it's the one thing you can appeal to. You could say to these senators, hey, you get more power. House members, you get more power. It's no longer out of your hands. Of course, the left likes it being... likes the idea that there's no checks and balances, so they're going to oppose it.
Yeah, because that way that way the government can do what it does. When it's successful, they can take the credit. When it's not successful, they can say that they're against it and they got to clean up government, and that's why you need us. I mean, it's the perfect foil for people in power, is not having to actually write these laws and letting a faceless bureaucrat do it. And it's why we never had that until the progressive era. One more call quickly from Los Angeles. Cornelius, go ahead.
Hey, Glenn and Jeffy, Pat and Stu. I met you at Barnes & Noble in Shreveport when you signed that book for Christmas time, but I like the It's All About Islam.
Well, thank you very much, Cornelius. I should have known by the name Cornelius, but definitely the accent does not scream L.A. It screams Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana, not yes. L.A., the other L.A.
All right.
But old Brad Staggs with you and Miss Beth.
All right.
I was the one that gave you that pardon paperwork and told you about Bobby Jindal. Because I was trying to get my pardon, too, but apparently President Obama doesn't have time for me.
Right. You got a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
hold your breath.
Look, he's pardoning a she and a it, so you know what that is. So, you know, so he can pardon these terrorists, like you say, and all these other people. Okay. But somebody that really needs a pardon and stuff. And like I said, I'll be honest with you, I'm a Trump supporter. I happen to be African-American. And I was one of the few African-Americans, if not the only one, at that book signing in Shreveport at Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
And if you go over the tape, you'll see me. And Pat and Stu, I talked to you. I waited 5 hours to talk to Glenn. No, no, I'm talking about this. This was years ago on your show.
I
want to hear how many minutes he waited to talk to us. Hold on.
I got to run now. We're out of time. I wish we would have gotten to the point, but thank you so much. Now this, we've talked about being prepared for hurricanes, droughts, and other natural disasters. This is one reason why to have an emergency food kit. Another reason is we've always had this. As people, we have always had this. 72 hours, you could lose your electricity in a snowstorm. You could have some sort of power outage for some reason or another. The stores could close for some natural disaster. You have an earthquake, hurricane. You have 3 days worth of food. Most of us have ketchup packages and duck sauce. If it's not in the refrigerator, I'll go to the store and get it. 72 hours is what the Department of Homeland Security recommends. It is the most basic. Right now, you can get a 72-hour emergency food kit for $10. Pat, have you ever seen anything like that? $10?
No, that's amazing.
3 days of food?
It's a great deal.
This has everything you need, breakfast, lunch, and dinner per person, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all the drinks, everything for $10. All you have to do is go to preparewithglenn.com. That's preparewithglenn.com. Call 800-200-9031. I believe it is, yes. 800-200-9031 or Prepare with Glenn. $10, limit four per order. Do it right now. 800-200-9031. Preparewithglenn.com.
You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Well, I have about a minute left. I have another phone call I want to take. He makes a great point. I want to take it. We're tight on time, less than a minute left. So, Pete, get right to your point.
Hi, Glenn?
Yes.
Glenn, hi, it's Pete.
Hi, Pete. Yes, go ahead. We only have about a minute left. Get right to your point.
I was just telling your phone screener, Keith.
Know. Right.
He's a Falcons fan. No. I don't really like the Falcons. I like the Green Bay Packers.
Okay, it has nothing to do with your point, as
so
I understand it.
So I was telling him the Packers probably going to win. But listen, hey, right. I'm a long-time listener, right. And I've called 29 times, but...
Usually because you're good, and you got right to the point.
Well, 21 of those times, the line was busy, and so I didn't get through, but I've talked to you 8 times, the first of which when I was in Bemidji, Minnesota on some business.
Okay.
I sell computer...
can you get to your point? We're about
printers,
20 seconds.
And I was watching you at the print shop on a television they had behind the desk, and I said to the person, who's that guy with the gray hair?
No, we're out of time.
And he said...
This is... The Glenn Beck Program. Mercury.